hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus from studio with Stephen Pickford. Welcome, Steve.
And, glad to be here every week, same time, same station, same network. Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford here, and joining us now on the line is Jen Holderide, and she's with the Golden Arrow Hotel in Lake Placid, New York, a beautiful destination, a beautiful hotel. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Stephen.
Now, tell us a little bit more about the history of the Golden Arrow. It's not a new property. It's been there many years. People are returning year after year to your hospitality.
Yeah, that's right. It's a family-owned operation. My parents bought it in 1974 and have sort of grown the business since then, and now they are about as retired as they're going to be, and my brother and my sister and I have taken over.
There's always something going on the property, expansion and updating and upgrading. You're not sitting on your laurels. You're always making it better.
Tell me about it. We are inundated with projects all the time, and it's just a matter of prioritizing which one will make the property the best.
Now, Lake Placid is known as an Olympic town, and it was fun to go and look at the arena from the original Olympics there, and then the 1980 Olympics, the two buildings joined together, and look at all the pictures and the history of the town, even see some familiar names of people that were involved in past Lake Placid days and that sort of thing. What is it like to live there year-round, not just in the wintertime?
It's a really fun environment to live in. I grew up here my entire life and then went away and was just waiting for the day when it was reasonable for me to come back to live. It promotes a really athletic and outdoorsy lifestyle. It's almost hard to live here without being involved in sports or some kind of sport, whether it's golfing or hockey or skiing or even bobsledding. It really just is sort of a really promotes an athletic lifestyle.
Well, that's what people were saying, is that, oh, we're going out, we're going to go skiing in the afternoon, or we're going to be doing downhill skiing or cross-country skiing or snowshoeing. People were involved in all sorts of activities. There wasn't a dull moment.
No, there's always something going on, that's for sure.
Now, the Golden Arrow is right on the lake in town, but it's not Lake Placid, it's Mirror Lake.
Yeah, Lake Placid, the village, is centered around Mirror Lake. There is a Lake Placid Lake, and it's pretty close to Mirror Lake, but the town itself is located on Mirror Lake.
Are there any other hotels directly on the lake?
We're the only hotel that the entire building is right on the water, so pretty much almost every room has a completely unblocked view of the mountains and the lake. And there are a couple other properties that definitely have beach and lake access, but we're the only one that has a completely
unobstructed access. You can go
exactly.
You can go right outside there, and no matter what time of year, like for example, being there in the winter time, you have skating and people going right out on the lake to skate, and then in the summertime, particularly good when you're going and traveling with children, it's the beach activities right there. You don't have to go, 50 miles away. You just step out of your room and there you are.
Yeah, and in the wintertime, even more fun there. We actually have a guy who's runs a dog sled from right behind the hotel, so you can kind of peek out your window and see if he's there, and if he is, then you just run out and go for a ride. It's really fun.
Now, what are some of the offerings, like all through the year, if you're going to go, it doesn't matter, spring, summer, fall, take us through the seasons, what people can do when they come to the Golden Arrow.
It would be easier to tell you what they can't do. There's really just so much so much opportunity, and it varies so much. Lake Placid has so much to offer, whether it's, as you and I have already spoken about, whether it's sports. They can do anything from figure skating to swimming in the summer to skating to riding the bobsled if they're brave enough. And but then there's also a lot of really great cultural events. Like we have something called the Lake Placid Sinfonietta in the summer that has musicians from around the country and actually around the world who come and participate and give free concerts every week.
What I really liked was what you've done, sort of refurbishing your pool, sauna, whirlpool area. It's like a miniature spa grotto, and it was really, really nice.
Well, thank you.
So you really don't have to go far. If you don't want to go outside, it's raining day, you could spend all day right there in your pool, in your whirlpool.
You really can. The pool is just a wonderful area, and we actually just redid it sort of to go in line with our more environmentally friendly business culture that we've established since 2005. But even if you wanted to go shopping, you could do that without having to step outside at all. We have a really great little mall attached to us that's called the Alpine Village Shops, and there are everything to do in there, from wine tasting to a really great bakery to a wonderful internet cafe.
Now, how many rooms and suites in total do you have?
We're always under construction, so we have a little project going on right now, and when that's done this summer, we'll have 165 rooms.
Do you have different styles of room? I was looking at the different types of suites and mini suites and executive suites. There's a style of room really to suit every particular traveler's needs, be it a family or a business traveler.
There really is. We have over 30 different kinds of suites and specialty rooms. So, and all of those rooms are designed based on guest requests. We sort of do a lot of in-house questioning of the people who visit us, and then we make a lot of decisions at the resort based on those answers. So most of our rooms are designed around requests specified by guests who have already been there.
And one of those requests was even to have a special allergen-free floor. How does that work?
Yeah, we've noticed an increase in guests traveling with allergies, who are bothered by allergies, and so we were looking for a way to mitigate that so they can enjoy their vacation. And we created an allergen-free wing. And basically what we did was we completely renovated the entire thing, put down bamboo wood flooring, installed HEPA silent air filters in all of the rooms.
I tried to say that 10 times very, very fast.
I know, right? Chlorine filters on all of the water, and then there's dust mite covers and everything over all the linens in the bedrooms, and hypoallergenic bedding, of course. And we found that guests really are enjoying that, because then they can spend their vacation and not worry about having to run to the store to get an antihistamine or whatever the case may be.
One of the big popular groups of travelers that you have, and probably they behave better than some of the two-legged variety, is that you're a very pet-friendly and welcoming hotel.
Well, we are. And again, that allergen-free floor, we wanted to design that sort of to balance out the fact that we are a pet-friendly resort. We really know that a lot of people feel like their animals are part of their family and don't want to have to leave them behind. And since Lake Placid is such an outdoorsy, recreational place, it's so great to be able to bring your dog hiking with you or, even cross-country skiing. And so we don't want to deprive people of that. So we definitely welcome all animals to the resort.
Have you had any different varieties or species staying there over the years?
People bring all kinds. In fact, this year, all at once, we had, various breeds of dogs, a cat, a gerbil, a parrot. I felt like you were in the wild kingdom. It was really crazy.
Any ferrets, any llamas, any emus?
No llamas yet. I don't know. We might have to, we really don't restrict too much the kinds of pets we have, but when they're bigger than the people, we might have to draw the line there.
No snakes, right?
Right.
No snakes, right?
No snakes. But we actually haven't had anybody request to bring a snake yet, so.
I remember I was at a place where I had three snakes and I braided them and they didn't appreciate that.
Oh, they'll remember you. Now, you also have a frequent pet program.
Yeah, we do. We have a valued guest program for our guests, and that recognizes guests who come and stay with us year after year. And but we found that the guests that come with their pets, very frequently it's easier for us to remember the guest by their pet than by the actual guest name. So those pets, actually we have a little book of all of our pets that come back to us with pictures of the pets. And then when the pets come, they get either the dog or cat bed in their room, and they get a little welcome back bag for their pet with snacks and doggy bags and all that kind of stuff in it.
They call me the dog father.
Well, as I say, I'm sure many of them behave better than the guests. I've never seen a dog or a cat who tries to take the television set or the ashtrays or the towels home with them.
Exactly. they do. Those opposable sons that set us astray, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, my dog ends up hogging the remote. We watch Animal Planet all day long.
Now, we also talked about the eco-friendly nature of the hotel. You were just awarded a 4 Greenleaf rating by Audubon International. tell us a bit more about that program, because people are so eco-conscious, eco-aware these days. They many people search out a property by that particular designation.
Yeah, in 2005 we decided, we always, being in Lake Placid, it sort of goes with the culture of the whole place that you sort of have being eco-conscious on your mind all the time. But in 2005, my family decided we were going to make a business decision to make that one of our main, one of our main objectives when looking at everything from purchasing to building and construction to, what sort of rooms, what are we going to have in the rooms? So
stay tuned. We got to take a break right now.
And we'll be right back after the break with more about the Golden Arrow Resort, Lake Placid, New York.
Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Di Capua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let Di Capua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at Di Capua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at Di Capua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. Di Capua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website. Site of Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra-memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call ultra-memory brain tonic. To try ultra-memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford, and we are speaking today with Jen Holderide from the Golden Arrow Hotel in beautiful Lake Placid, New York. Steve?
Yes, and right on the banks of Mirror Lake with its own beach access, skating rink access in the wintertime. We were talking to Jen, the marketing director of this family-owned and operated property that's been in existence for over 30 years, same ownership. About the Greenleaf rating and how eco-friendly the Golden Arrow is day-to-day.
Jen, are you with us today?
I am.
Okay. We're wondering, you're shuffling papers in the background.
She was putting them into her recycling box as part of the Greenleaf rating program. Yes. So tell us, we were just before the break talking about the Greenleaf rating program by Audubon.
Yeah.
And so what does that entail with regards to a hotel? And for example, I whenever I think of hotels recycling, I figure, oh, that guy only used half his bottle of shampoo, so we're going to pour it into the other bottle, and the next guy gets the bottle of shampoo that the other person didn't finish. How exactly does it work?
It's not quite like that. The Audubon Society really helped us identify a number of areas that were easy and quick to improve. They also really helped us establish where we stood when we decided to really focus on going green and becoming more sustainable. They really helped us benchmark where we already stood and then pointed us in the direction of ways that in which we could improve.
Now, you're the person who sort of initiated the creation of a Green Hospitality Council for New York State. How is that going?
On it. It's sort of in the infant stages, but as I mentioned in 05 when we were trying to benchmark ourselves and see how we could operate a more sustainable business, I found that there really wasn't anywhere to turn to. New York State didn't have any sort of program. Nationally, there wasn't any sort of program. And ultimately, lucky for me, I found the Audubon Society, but aside from that, the main program was in New Zealand, so they couldn't really help me out too much. But Audubon Society is based actually in Canada, but it covers all of North America. And I found them to be extremely helpful. And now 2 years later, a few more states, California, New York, Maine, and Rhode Island, have started sustainable hospitality programs, but New York still doesn't have anything in place. And I really think that a lot more businesses would try to operate in a more sustainable fashion if it was easy for them to find resources and figure out how to do it.
How do those particular environmental programs help the guests? Because it's fine to say, oh, maybe the hotel saved X number of dollars or the environment as a whole. It's kind of hard for the guests to actually grasp what it means to them.
Well, I think at least at the Golden Arrow, it's easy to see why you would want to do it. I mean, just waking up and looking out your window. Lake Placid is nestled in the heart of a $6 million acre wilderness called the Adirondack Park. And that's something that's really worth protecting. And so it's. I think the reason that the guest comes to Lake Placid is for that environment and for that feeling and that joining with nature, and that's why you have to do it, because that's what's in danger.
And all of your employees are basically bought into the program. It's not just something that's written into a policy book and filed away. It's sort of hands-on day-to-day.
Oh, not at all. We couldn't do it if our employees weren't on board. They've come up with the majority of the good ideas that we've had. A lot of the things that we're doing are employee-driven and employee-created. And, you know, because we're a pretty small operation, and so it's sort of like it's our family, and then the employees are the extended family, so they really take ownership of it as well, and they're responsible they're the reason that we are able to operate as sustainably as we do.
And speaking about families, we touched on it before, big part of your business is families that come back year after year. Somebody comes with a family, what do you particularly offer with regards to programs for their children?
We have a really great program called Kids Night In, and it is we have our kid concierge. His name is Nick, and he's created this program, and it basically is a night of pizza and crafts and movies, and parents are not allowed. So it's a 2 to 3 hour session where kids are in the hotel mixing with other kids that are guests there, and then it gives the parents a few hours to go out and have a nice relaxing dinner, knowing that their kids are safe and entertained.
You have a lot of repeat business because, as I say, 30 plus years of same family ownership. You're getting to see people coming back with their families year after year.
Yeah, it's really neat, actually. As a kid, I grew up at the hotel, so I would spend a lot of my time playing on the beach with kids that were actually guests there. And now that I work there, I'm actually making the arrangements for and welcoming those same kids as adults that I used to play with. And now their kids, their children, are playing with my son. So it's really neat to see it come full circle like that.
And people come for the leisure activities with their families, but you also have a bit of meeting space there for business travelers who just sort of want to get away and come to a pristine location.
Absolutely. We do all kinds of group bookings, and all of our meetings are automatically green. So groups don't have to pay any sort of premium to have an environmentally friendly meeting, and so they can have their meeting and come knowing that they, you know, knowing that they are also doing what's right for the environment.
One of the great things about taking a trip is food, and sometimes you think, well, I know, smaller property may not have a good restaurant. You've got an excellent restaurant. Tell us a little bit more about your food and beverage facilities on site.
Yeah, we just renovated our restaurant last year, and we're lucky enough to have Charlie Levitz, who is sort of a local celebrity chef, come in and run it for us and create the menu and operate it, and it is just phenomenal. I mean, I can't say enough good things about it. We eat there pretty much every day. It's just amazing.
People seem to know Charlie all over town. They say, oh, this is a place that he used to own. This is a place that he started. Yeah, he is quite the celebrity and quite the man about town. And you know, the pork chops, excellent, tender, huge portions, friendly service, and I love the atmosphere, the woods, it's open concept, really, really nice.
Yeah, it's really beautifully done and really well managed, and his menu is a piece of art as it is, and he changes it seasonally, so you'd never get bored eating there because he's constantly looking for a new creative ways to keep you hungry.
Oh, I'm hungry just thinking about it. I even eat my vegetables, and I even put some of them in a...
You did eat your vegetables, that's true.
Yes, and I even had it packed up and took it home and had the rest of my pork and the rest of my food the next day at home. I mean, it was so good. I rarely ever do that. Now, coming through the upcoming seasons, people are thinking about Lake Placid, and I think we touched a little bit about it on before, but what would you say would really draw people to the Lake Placid area? What are must-sees and must-dos if people are thinking about coming to Lake Placid over the coming months?
Well, if we're talking about the end of ski season, I mean, White Face Mountain is a phenomenal mountain. It has the highest vertical drop on the East Coast, but it also has one of the best kids campus programs I've ever seen. They are just wonderful. And they also try to operate as sustainably as possible as well. So it's something that's really prevalent throughout the whole region and the whole town. And as far as summer goes, I mean, you can't miss the mountains. That's the reason to come here, and they're everywhere. And you really, whether you're a first-time hiker or somebody who's, you know, been in the woods all your life, there's always something new to see.
And what would, in summing up, because we've got maybe a little bit over a minute to go, why would somebody, what do you see as your key selling proposition? Golden Arrow Lakeside Resort, why would somebody stay at your property?
Well, I think they would stay at my property because we have, without question, the best location in town. It really makes it convenient for you to go there. Our staff is really friendly and really caring, and you can stay there with a clean conscience, knowing that you're doing what's right for the environment.
And, of course, you're dealing with a family-owned enterprise, and where the management is
right there all the time. So, you know, it's... we're right there at the front desk. We're probably the one checking you in. So it's really, it's a neat atmosphere to be in.
Right, not having to deal with a real estate investment trust and a pension plan and the focus groups in Phoenix to tell you what the size of the bar is. So you're listening to the guests who are actually staying there. Now,
exactly.
If people want more information, where can they call? Where can they check on the internet?
On the internet, they can just go to www.golden-arrow.com. Or they can call us direct at 800-582-5540.
The number again, 1-800-582-5540, www.golden-arrow.com. We've been talking today with Jen Holderide, part of the family that owns the Golden Arrow Resort on Mirror Lake in Lake Placid, New York. Thank you so much for joining us today on Travel World, the Travel Hour with Stephen Pickford and friends.
Thanks, Stephen.
And a pleasant time was had by all at the Golden Arrow Resort. You're listening to The Travel Hour with Stephen Pickford and friends, Travel World Radio. When we come back, New York City, discovering the other boroughs, not just Manhattan. Stay listening.
To the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Having a lot of fun in the New York State area. Stay tuned.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.